So being severely dyslexic for me has identified or changed my entire existence on this planet. I had to focus on other skill sets other than reading. So I focused on interpersonal communications. Once you start to want to be positive, positivity to me is like a muscle. And you start to build the muscle and call it rewiring the brain. Perhaps it's rewiring your subconscious mind.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. I'm very excited to be joined by the fantastic Ron Koningsberg, who wrote this book that I love, Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and in Life. Today, we're going to be talking about chapter one, which is positive thinking. Ron is a highly successful real estate broker with several decades of experience in sales and service. He is a founder and owner of American Investment Properties, Inc., a New York-based commercial real estate brokerage firm founded in 2001 and recipient of the 2017 Long Island Business News Commercial Broker of the Year. If I kept reading, we would be here all day because Ron has so many accolades. Ron, welcome to Health Power.
It's fun to be here. Thanks for having me on Health Power.
Talk to us about positive thinking.
I've written a book called Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and Life, what I've learned in business, and how that is going to help you both in your personal and your professional career. One of the key ingredients is positive thinking.
What I love about the book is that you're honest about the fact that sometimes there's challenges to being positive. What would you say some of those are?
Perfectionism. The ego gets in your way. There's a lot of bad habits that people have. There's also a lot of negativity in the world.
Yes.
Turn on the news. We hear stories. What are the actionable steps to overcome some of these challenges? And that's really what my book is about. That's really what the essence of what I'm about is, overcoming challenges. To get over this thinking, to have a positive attitude.
Right. I want to talk about overcoming challenges. You describe yourself as severely dyslexic. And I would love to hear about how that shaped you, what your family's reaction was. Did you get any accommodations? What was it like for you growing up being severely dyslexic? And how has that affected your overall life?
You know, it's interesting. I do describe myself as severely dyslexic. However, this is a subject matter I don't believe there's enough science on where I can be rated on a scale of zero to severely dyslexic.
Sure.
I can't read well. Sure, I could read a text message. I can't read a contract of sale or a book. It's just, I can. I just have to read it many times out loud. That's the way I overcome it. So being severely dyslexic for me has identified or changed my entire existence on this planet. 1 out of 6 people are dyslexic. What it meant for me was it made me feel stupid, because when I was growing up, I was born in 1964. When I was growing up, being able to read well was the core identifier of intelligence. I didn't have intelligence. I was made to feel dumb. Additionally, I had to focus on other skill sets other than reading. So I focused on interpersonal communications and athletic skills. And I took great pride in those two areas. I believe those interpersonal skills took me into sales and gave me a better understanding how important these interpersonal skills are. And that an understanding is people do business with people they like, that only 15% of sales is commercial real estate driven.
Yep.
The other are the 9 skills that I've identified in the book: active listening, positive thinking, and several others.
Yeah, they're great. And you have such great interpersonal skills. And that's, for me, there's so much in the book, but that's what really grabbed me is, how do we talk to people, especially in this world where we're not always face to face? And we're going to get into that in another interview. First, I want to say, You're not dumb, first of all. People with learning differences. I know because my daughter has dyscalculia and ADHD and some other things. She always felt dumb. But she knows after we were able to talk with her about it, it's not about being dumb. And I think what was hard when we were growing up, Ron, because we're almost the same age, is that they just didn't have this awareness. And that makes a big difference.
And I'm happy that future generations are including my children. I have two sons, Chase at 10 and Drew at 11, and they're constantly being tested for dyslexia. And I'm sure many other things, but you know, foremost in my mind, right, they don't have to go through what I went through. And while they haven't tested it, you know, tested for dyslexia, there are programs in place to overcome these challenges that I didn't have.
That you didn't have. And so you had to really dig deep and get stronger in other areas, which I really admire. Let's talk about some of the ways that we can be more positive. There's rewire your brain, practice positive thinking, giving yourself grace, laughing, which is one of my favorites, exercising, good sleep. Everyone who listens to the show knows I'm big on that. Positive mindset and practice positive self-talk. If you want to talk about a couple of those, or if you'd like to sort of summarize those for us, Ron.
Sure. The FBI has done some great studies because they must negotiate with terrorists and they must negotiate on a very high level. They have determined you're up to 29% smarter when you're in a positive mindset. Being in a negative mindset is very self-defeating. We can talk about the benefits, and I think that we should talk about the benefits of good health. Positive mental attitude brings financial success, brings great interpersonal relationships, and just happiness,
yeah,
which is what ultimately what, you know, we're all here for. So positive mental attitude is what we want to have. The challenges are many. The actions are few. The actions, number one, I think you want to identify the fact that you'd like to have a positive mental attitude. And I think challenge number one probably gets you 90% of the way there. It's a desire to want to be positive. It is easy to want to be negative.
Right.
Let me tell you about my problems. You give that up, wanting to talk about your problems. And I believe maybe you're 75% of the way there. Maybe I'm wrong with the 90%, but you're a great deal in to being positive. I want to be positive. Now, once you start to want to be positive, positivity to me is like a muscle. And you start to build the muscle, and I call it rewiring the brain, but perhaps it's rewiring your subconscious mind.
Right.
Start off from a positivity. The ego's fragile.
Yes.
Ego is saying things like, I don't want to try. I might get hurt. Let me come up with an excuse. Perfectionism is one of those excuses. I'm not good enough. I don't know. For me, it was always, I don't know this subject matter well enough to go present it. So I'm not going to go. I had a gym coach that pushed me to high levels. And I think that his teaching could permeate through my entire life. He would push me. And I wasn't always 100% focused. I was a businessman going to the gym, also looking for gym results. And he would say to me, Ron, get your mind right. And what that meant was focus on the task at hand. Let's look at the goal that's in front of us and let's overcome it. Well, first off, goals are a big part, so we can identify what you really want. Positive attitude will help you get there. And I believe this chapter starts off with a quote. And that quote is, how we look at a problem is more important than the problem itself. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale.
I think that's so true. And one of the things I love about your book, Ron, is at the end of each chapter, you have these great reflection questions, because some people might have more trouble being positive. Maybe they had a really, really like abusive childhood, or they just feel they were told they were nothing and they were worthless. And to have that negative self-talk so ingrained. So some of the things you recommend are, do you have a gratitude journal, or can you name five things you're grateful for? Reflect on the last time you did some self-care, practice self-care. You just mentioned positive affirmations. And I like that because I like a book that is actionable. What can I do? Ask me some questions. Get me really deep into thinking about it. I think that makes a big difference. So thank you for putting those in.
Thank you. I appreciate the fact that you noticed that. I wanted this book to really make a difference. I didn't want it to be entertainment where you just read it and said, wow, those are some really good ideas. I wanted to overcome the challenges, the negative thinking, other things like public speaking with actionable items. I wanted the reader to learn like I learned how to take these steps. So the first thing is I wanted a quote, not from me, from somebody else on how important and how simple positive thinking is.
At the end of each chapter, you recommend a book that you like.
Right.
And that's very gracious, I think, and very generous. Thank you. Right. Because I think a lot of authors would be like, just stick with me. But you're saying, this is what I have to offer. And here's even more great stuff.
That's right. So at the end of this chapter, The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale is amazing. And then I stopped as I was writing this book. I stopped and I said, what about a workbook?
Yeah.
So I didn't create a workbook. I created actionable steps to practice exactly what the goal is. So at the end of every chapter, while there is before the chapter, I'm going to tell you in somebody else's words, the simplest way, you know, the synopsis of positive thinking. This is the benefits of positive thinking. Here are the challenges. Here are the actions. And then another resource, somebody else to tell you a different way to help you understand the power and the benefits of positive thinking, and then exercises.
And I know you're a big fan of Dale Carnegie. I remember hearing about him as a kid. How to win friends and influence people, right?
What's better than that in life? Yeah. How to win friends and influence people. I mean, what's better than that simple formula?
Yes. And I know from talking to you in the past that it was your father who would be reading these books and Zig Ziglar and Dale Carnegie. Tell us a little about this and how he influenced you in this direction.
My father was a very average life insurance salesman, but he wanted to be very good at what he did. And his learning, he's not dyslexic, is through books. In particular for him was Napoleon Hill. He loved Napoleon Hill. And of course, we all really liked all of these motivational people, speakers. And maybe in some way, my book is a motivational book. How to overcome these challenges and how to be successful. So in some ways, I think I was influenced. My dad read the books, handed me the books, said, I think this one is better than that one. You should read this. Let me highlight why. I believe that a big portion of my book, How to Be Successful in Business and Life, Power Broker, is out of those motivational books. So yes. I do think if you read the book, you will also get motivated. And I think that you will understand the challenges and the actions that are going to take, particularly when it comes having a positive mental attitude, how important it is. It makes you smarter. It makes you happier. And it will help your interpersonal relationships, both in business and in life. What does that mean? Your private life. Those important people around you.
That's always helpful.
Yeah.
You can avoid a lot of conflict if you know how to talk with your partner and really listen.
We wake up every single day. We all have challenges every day, whether you know it or not. And it's good. We're 29% smarter when we're in a positive mood. So let's practice positive thinking. Let's acknowledge it and understand that we need to be positive for ourselves and for those around us.
Absolutely. And you're going to get that and so much more again in Ron Koningsberg's book, Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and in Life. Ron, tell us all the ways we can find you and your fantastic book.
You know, I'm a commercial real estate broker, and I have written this book, and it is on audible.com, Power Broker, How to Be Successful in Business and Life, Ron Koningsberg. It is on Amazon, it is on Audible, and it's on Kindle. So it's available all those ways. I find it directly. If I just go on to Amazon, they'll have the book and all the ways that you can purchase it. I highly recommend it. I think it's the sort of thing that, you know, anyone should read over and over again. These are very important, actionable steps. I couldn't be more proud of it.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I've read, now I'm not being hyperbolic. I've read thousands of books because I've been doing media for 26 years and it really stands out.
I read it immediately. I wanted it available to people who are dyslexic like me. I wanted to give them the tools to understand how I felt. I read a book. I'm a huge New York Jets football fan. Mm. Now, it's going to turn a lot of your audience off, but I can just say I'm a football fan. Everybody's a football fan, and my team is the New York Jets. Rex Ryan, in his book, he came out and he identified that he's severely dyslexic also, and that he's the only football team that he knows of that all the plays are handed out in different colors. For dyslexic people, the black and white is very difficult. But if it's against a different backdrop, it's much easier for us to comprehend. So he hands out a rainbow of different color playbooks.
Oh,
each
wow.
section has different colors, anything to overcome the challenge of dyslexia.
That is so nice. Ron, you are such a great guy and you just, your energy comes through and you're so positive. So the good news is we're going to have Ron on a lot. We're going to talk about a lot of different things in his books. Everybody keep coming back to Health Power. Rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, and have a great day. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you and we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy, and Lisa
at Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.